And now this is a dictation for Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Root, R-O-O-T, May 1641. Address as a letter to Family Practice Residency, 6298145. Dear Sirs, a follow-up for Mrs. Root, chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, last visit in January, comes accompanied with daughter. She's very anxious with progressive cognitive decline, denies hospital visits, says to be eating well, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minor nocturia, but no cloudiness or blood or infection, minimal incontinence, stable dyspnea, mostly on activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no CPAP machine, orthopnea, PND, no chest pain, palpitation, or syncope, mobility is restricted, she is unsteady, but no falls. According to daughter, blood pressure at home is usually normal in the 130s, 140s, but she is very anxious when she comes in the office. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Lasix, Coric, Hydralazine, Lisinopril. Blood pressure today was 176.86. Oxygenation 99% on room air. Normal speech, no expressive aphasia, no gross respiratory distress. Lungs and distant clear, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen without tenderness, chronic edema, left more than right, but no cellulitis, no gross focal neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries in April, creatinine 3, slowly progressive over time, present GFR will be 15, stage 4, 5, low sodium 135 with a normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20, normal albumin, calcium in the normal low, phosphorus elevated at 4.9, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4 or 5, progressive over time, no indication for dialysis. I have discussed multiple times, including this visit with the patient and the daughter, the meaning of advanced renal failure. She is very aware of this, as husband was on dialysis for a number of years and eventually passed away. She is being multiple times saying that she will never do dialysis. I refresh them that dialysis can be done at home or in a dialysis center. We usually place an AV fistula to have access to her bloodstream as a backup. We start dialysis based on symptoms or severe volume overload or pericarditis or major electrolyte abnormalities. She has white-hot hypertension. I encourage, however, to check blood pressure machine. He has documented systolic, diastolic congestive heart failure with a number of valve abnormalities as well as pulmonary hypertension and enlargement of chambers. We will treat anemia for hemoglobin less than 10. We will do adjustments for potassium. Presently, bicarbonate, not enough to require treatment. We discuss about phosphorus in the diet and potential binders. Present nutrition is normal. Is willing to do blood tests every 2-3 weeks. He is still very consistently declining to do any dialysis or preparing for that. I encourage patient and family to plan in advance, one way or the other. Plan to see her back in 2 months, end of dictation.